Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this episode of the Happy Hour Podcast. I'm your host, Gretchen Garrity, and I was just thinking about before I clicked record how I always say the same little thing in the beginning of each episode, like, welcome to this podcast, the Happy Hour Podcast, I'm your host, blah, blah, blah. But then as I was like typing up the notes for this podcast, I literally thought to myself, I'm like, what do I say? I couldn't think of it. I'm like, what do I say at the beginning of each one? But then when I like click record, it just like triggers in my brain, that's what I say, you know? Isn't that so weird how like you are conditioned in a certain way? I guess that's what that would be. Anyway, I was inspired to do this episode this week because I think I need to hear what I'm about to say. Basically, I need to calm myself down, okay? I need to chill out a little bit. And I always feel good after I podcast and I chat with you guys, because it just feels like chatting with friends and it feels like therapy. I love when I get that feedback from you guys, like that you feel like I'm just hanging out with you, or it feels like a therapy session, because like honestly, that's what it feels like for me too. And like I notice I'll say things on the podcast, like I'll explain an idea or something in my life and it will like make sense saying it all out loud, or I'll realize something, it'll be a light bulb, I'll be like, oh, well, this must be because of it. You know what I mean? Anyway, this is just going to be really good. We just need this reminder. I'm sure you can tell by the title of the episode. This dawned on me yesterday. I'm like, you know what? That's what I'm going to make my podcast episode this week about. Make your bed, go on a walk, vacuum, you'll feel better. Because I just felt like I needed this reminder. I feel like you maybe can relate to me if you get overwhelmed really easily, get stressed out, and everything feels really daunting, and you just want to have a meltdown. But we're going to get our act together. Is that a TikTok? Get yourself together. Is that from The Incredibles? I think so. Anyway, I thought we needed this reminder because just to like focus for a second, start small, you'll feel better. You got this, girl. If you can do it, I can do it. If I can do it, you can do it. We can do it. We can take action. Maybe this is like, I should not say this because I haven't been diagnosed, but I have a sneaky suspicion that I have ADHD, which I definitely should see a doctor for that. I've said that like forever. And I honestly think about like my friends that have been diagnosed and are on it, and they say it like changes their life and they can suddenly focus. Like that sounds so lovely, but I just haven't really been on medicine my whole life, and it's kind of nice to not, you know, but I also wonder, like, how much could I actually get done in a day? Would my productivity just skyrocket because I can all of a sudden focus? Maybe, so yeah, what I'm trying to say, take this with a grain of salt. I think I am someone, we can just say, that struggles with being able to focus, get really overwhelmed very easily, which is why I think I have that, but I'm not trying to like diagnose myself. And I've never taken any of those medicines at all. So I don't know. I'll keep you updated on my journey. Maybe one day I'll go to a doctor, see if that's what they think that could help me. But when I really think about what I was thinking about, how when I make my bed, go on a walk, vacuum, I immediately feel better. It kind of helps me like take action, get going, get started. I feel like the reason that is because those things kind of force my brain to focus on one task and forces me to just like start somewhere, because I am the queen of looking at my to-do list, all the things, especially you'll hear in today's context. I'm about to leave for a trip, especially if it's a big long to-do list before I leave somewhere. I have that extra like pressure, sort of anxiety of like, oh my gosh, time crunch. I got to get my 30 things on this to-do list done before I go. And in reality, it's like those 30 things aren't all a priority. Maybe I actually have to get like 5 or 6 things done for sure before I need to go. But some things it's like, I just put that pressure on myself and it's like not that deep, and it could happen like next week, but I just like freak out and tell myself, I don't do any of you relate, but yeah, these tasks just help me start somewhere. When I was saying I'm queen of looking at this daunting list and sitting there and feeling like I literally can't even start anywhere because I'm so overwhelmed. And it's like, I, at the end of the day, I look at the list and I've accomplished nothing because I've just let myself worry about it all day. Like, that is not helpful at all. And really the most important part of what I'm going to talk about is these tasks, like, get your brain into the productive taking action mode. Like, when I think about when I wake up in the morning and I actually make my bed first thing, it feels really good and it gets me up and moving and way more productive in my morning than if I kind of lay on TikTok for a while, leave it unmade for a while, just like ponder around my apartment, you know. It's like my day always starts off better that way because I feel like it literally switches your brain into the gear of like, okay, I'm accomplishing tasks, I'm being productive, I'm doing things. So then you keep accomplishing tasks. I know this is like a scientific thing, like this is like proven that I mean, we all have heard like making your bed in the morning is the best thing you could do. So I'll get into this. I just wanted to give like a little overview. This is making me think of my friend Tori DeSimone. You guys know her podcast, Manifest. I miss her. Gosh, I miss her podcast. I need to listen to her podcast. I miss her in real life. And it just made me think of how she told me something once, or maybe she even said it on the podcast I did with her, how when she feels really overwhelmed and it's like freaking out, a tip she heard from her therapist was to stop everything she's doing and go vacuum her bedroom. I remember saying that to me. She was like, when you're freaking out, stop everything you're doing, vacuum your bedroom. You'll feel better, I promise. I'm like, wow, that is just so spot on. Maybe just for me specifically, but I think we could all relate. Like, that will just immediately feel good. You'll feel better, you know? I was just thinking about how I'm about to go on my trip again, and maybe I should honestly make an episode dedicated to, like, travel anxiety. I don't know if I would say I have travel anxiety, maybe like light travel anxiety, which I feel like I never used to have. I swear this all started like during COVID because I didn't travel for so long. So then getting back into the swing of things, traveling, I feel way more stressed about it and anxious than I used to. I used to just kind of like bebop around, grab a bag, forget a toothbrush, who cares? Now I'm like, I get myself so worked up over it and I wish I wasn't like that, but I don't have like the being really, like some of my friends get, you know, really anxious on planes, like they need medicine, they're not okay, that kind of thing. I'm fine when I'm in the air, but I just freak out over every little aspect of, like, I guess leaving my normal like daily routine is really what it is. But I still freak out over like delays, like I get so worried about it. I'm like, oh my gosh, if this gets delayed, I miss my connection. Like, it's just stressful and I don't want that to happen. And so I need to not think about it, knock on wood, because I don't want to like accidentally manifest something bad happening. We are not accepting that energy. Like, lost baggage, I've lost my bags before, they come back late, you don't have the clothes you want on your trip. Like, it's just stressful, you know? But I think really what gets to me before I travel is thinking about all the things back home. I worry about the dishwasher. Did I empty it? Are dishes like rotting in there and smelling? Same with the fridge. Are things rotting in there that I didn't like throw out, go through the fridge? Did I close it all the way? Like, I literally have intrusive thoughts of leaving my apartment. I'm like, oh my gosh, should I leave my straightener on? Did I leave the stove on? Like, you know what I mean? It's so bad. I don't know why this is. I'm like, oh, did I not take out the trash? I'm going to come back. It's going to smell. Things will be running in the trash. And I literally have a checklist now and I go through all of this, but yet I still worry about it. Did I leave like wet laundry in the washing machine? Like, there's so many things that I don't want to leave a certain way that I'm so particular. Like, I have to leave like a very like clean, like, what state am I leaving my apartment in? Did I turn down the thermostat, up the thermostat, whatever it is? What if a package comes? I need to sign for it. I'm not there. Like, I just worry about all these things, which I'm sure is normal, but I need to just not worry. Cause then I go on my trip and I come back and everything's fine. But I always have a freak out before a trip. So I don't know. Oh, also, like, did I pack the right things? That's really when this started. I think was like last summer. I had a full-on meltdown when we were about to leave for the Cape for like a week or two. I was not okay. That's when I started my process of like, see, this is why I need a whole separate episode about this, because what's helped me a ton, I'll give you a little tip right here. But also, if you guys have tips, if you have like travel anxiety, or if it sounds like you get stressed just overall about travel like I do, please like DM them to me, comment on my latest Instagram post, Happy Hour Podcast Instagram. If you have tips that will help me. But basically when I had my freak out last summer was when I started a running list, like a master list, my reminders app on my phone, and it was the best thing I ever did because I have like a toiletry category, a clothing category, miscellaneous, tech, and I have everything listed so I can't forget anything. I have even like podcast mic is on there if I want to bring it with me. Like some things I won't pack. So like this trip I'm going on, I'm not going to bring my mic. But like I just, so I can see, you know, I'll be like, oh, AirPods, I almost forgot those. Or like, oh, this adapter or this converter. Like there's all these little tech things with what I do that I feel like people don't think about. I basically have like a whole freaking camera case on the go. And then clothing, like I would have forgot, you know, like before I did this, I would be like, oh my gosh, I'd get somewhere and be like, I didn't pack socks or I didn't pack like sweatpants or I didn't pack like a very specific thing. Like I just forgot undies. So now it's like, I don't forget that. So that's a good tip for you, is do that on the reminders app on your phone. It probably could be done in even a better way, but that's been working for me. But yeah, I just worry like, did I pack the right things? Will I forget anything? Now I've been forgetting things less because of this process that I do, but still like I worry about it. Did I bring enough snacks? I think I also have anxiety over like being hungry. Yeah, I don't want to ever feel hungry because that's not fun. And I also don't want to not have access to food that I want. So I always pack snacks, but did I bring enough? Am I going to be comfortable? Am I going to be cold in the plane? Am I going to be hot in the plane? Am I going to be like so exhausted? Like I just worry about it all. Is this normal? Am I okay? What I'm realizing. Please tell me this is normal. Anyway, what I need to tell you guys is, update. Since the last episode, I tried out getting right into the episode first and foremost, and then I did like a little chit-chat catch-up at the end, because you guys know I normally do a chit-chat catch-up at the beginning. And I wanted to try it out and see what we thought. And I feel like some of you liked it, but I actually feel like overwhelmingly people still want me to do the chit-chat in the beginning, because they said, we don't want you to not chit-chat at the end, like if there's not enough time for it. And it's like an easier way to kind of ease into the episode. And if you hate hearing me chat, get used to it, okay? No, I'm kidding. Just like fast forward maybe like halfway through the episode. I don't know, until you hear me talking about the topic. I actually am going to pull up on my last post the comments, because yeah, Kayla says, I love this episode. It was nice chatting in the beginning. Oh, I like chatting in the beginning more. It's nice when you ease into the meat of the topic. Oh, yeah, this is Love the Vulnerability. Also, I just have to shout out, you guys are so sweet. I got so many nice DMs and comments about my last episode, which is so funny because I feel like that day, like, it was not really a plan to do that episode. I just, like, saw the idea for that episode, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to do it. And I just sat down, and I did it. But I look back, and I'm like, wow, that was, like, very brave, and that was very vulnerable. So thank you for all, the, like, the nice feedback on my last episode. Yeah, I love when you get to the topic at the beginning. I was sad but I was so sad when you didn't. I'm sorry, I'm reading these so horribly. I love that you got to the topic in the beginning, but I was so sad when you didn't have enough time to chat and update us on life. So I actually think I like chatting in the start. So, yeah, I think we're just going to keep it that way because we can ease on in. You know, it feels like more natural instead of being like, okay, let's talk about this idea that I have. So, yes. Also, today, you won't be upset that the topic is coming later on. I pretty much, like, described it already, gave you a little overview. Today, you won't be upset because in my little chit-chat catch-up, I have some tea, okay? I have, like, exclusive tea that feels so weird that it's getting, the words are going to be coming out of my mouth onto this mic because I just barely, like, right before I started recording 20 minutes ago, texted my mom and sister, like, no one else even knows I haven't vlogged about it. I don't know, but you guys, I just feel like we're besties and like we're hanging out, and I feel like I give you guys the real tea. And on my YouTube channel, sorry, I'm cracking my knuckles, that's not fun to listen to, I bet. But I feel like I just like think things over more, or I'm like, oh, I'll wait till I have like a better idea, I have more info for them. But like I just am like kind of bursting at the seams to tell someone this, so I'm gonna tell you guys. But first, you guys know at the beginning of every episode, I always say something I'm happy about, happy quote, happy idea. I keep saying I'm going on a trip, but I haven't even said it. I'm happy that I'm going to Coachella. I'm going to Coachella this week. And actually, as you are listening to this, I'll be at Coachella to be Coachella day one. I'm so excited. I'm going to be honest. The lineup doesn't really seem like my cup of tea. I didn't really know like most of the artists. It's so funny how Coachella has changed from years past. Like, honestly, nothing will ever compare to 2018. It was Beyonce. It was Post Malone. It was Cardi B. It was Billie Eilish. I might be mixing. I actually feel like Billie Eilish is maybe 2019. I might be mixing those up. But those are the only 2 years that I've gone, like, those back-to-back, 2018, 2019. And I miss those years. Like, seeing Beyonce perform in person honestly changed my life. I'm going to be honest. Like, I don't know if I could compare anything else to that ever. Like, that was unreal. Anyway, I need to, like, not have such high expectations, though. It'll still be so fun. Or I need to not complain because, like, what the heck, I'm going to Coachella. It's going to be so fun. And you know what? I need to just be positive here because this will be a good opportunity for me to find new music that I like. Like, I'm sure I'll listen to some artists and be like, whoa, I haven't heard this song or heard of them, and I will love it. It'll be great. And I'm just so excited to be with, like, a big group of girls with my management and so many of my friends. It's going to be so fun. And I'm happy about something else, which I'll get into. I keep teasing, but I promise I'm about to say it. Interrupting super quick to tell you guys about Upside. You know when you're getting gas, there's the normal price and the 10% off price you'd pay with their rewards card if only you had it. It's hard because I'm personally never filling up at the same spot since I'm always on the go. So the easiest way to get cash back at all the gas stations is with Upside. With Upside, you get cash back on every gallon of gas you buy. Especially with inflated gas prices, it makes all the difference. It literally pays for my Starbucks coffee now. Thank you, Upside. To get started, download the free Upside app, use my promo code HAPPYHOUR, and get an extra 25 cents back for every gallon on your first tank of gas. Next, claim an offer for whatever you're buying on Upside, then pay as usual with a credit or debit card, follow the steps in the app, and get paid. In comparison to credit card rewards or loyalty programs, you can earn 3 times more cash back with Upside. Like I said, Upside stays paying for my coffee addiction. We love you, Upside. So download the free Upside app and use promo code HAPPYHOUR to get an extra 25 cents back for every gallon on your first tank of gas. That's an extra 25 cents back for every gallon on your first tank of gas using promo code HAPPYHOUR. Now let's get back into the episode. Last thing, happy quote, happy idea comes from my yoga class this morning. You guys, whoa. Oh my gosh, that was so disorienting. Did I say how when I was recording, it was like golden hour? I was thinking in my head at the beginning, I was going to say, it's golden hour, we're chilling, Brody's laying next to me as usual, as per usual, sleeping. But you know when your computer, I don't know if your guys' computer set up like this, like the desktop just shifted to like night mode, like it went from bright to like everything went like dark because it gets darker at nighttime. Anyway, that was just disorienting. Okay, I was saying, sorry, all over the place. See how it's hard for me to focus? Like something happens and I'm like, whoa, squirrel. Me and my sister are so both like that. I was just about to start saying what I was trying to say, but I have to tell you that when we were together this weekend, I literally walked in the door, hugged her, I'm like, so good to see you. I'm not kidding you guys. She started having 4 different conversations with me. Like, I wish I could give you an example. She's basically like, oh my gosh, I'm so excited to see you. How's your drive? But also, like, when we go to Solid Core later tonight, and there's bagels in here if you want when we went and got bagels earlier, because, like, I'm really hungry. But wait, did you tell me how your drive was? And do you want to go to Starbucks? Because I figured you want a coffee. I'm like, wait, Lucy, slow down. You just had we're having 4 different conversations at once. And that's literally how the two of us text. We literally will be a dude conversation at once. Like, we can't freaking focus. But what I was going to say is the happy quote, happy idea. Now I'm getting a call from my bestie, Taylor. I love you, Taylor, but I cannot answer because I need to focus. Gretchen, don't look at your phone ringing. Okay, happy quote, happy idea from my yoga class this morning. How many times have I said that? She said this, the instructor, Gabby, at the studio. It's called Vibe Power Yoga near me. I have been loving it so much. It's been so much fun going. I feel like I've been getting into my hot yoga era recently ever since I found this studio a couple months ago. It's just really good vibes. And the instructor, and I also think the owner, her name's Gabby, and I feel like the time slot I always go to is her class, and she just has such a lovely presence. Everything, I always love like everything she says during the class, you know. And the last class I went to, I remember being like, oh my gosh, I need to say this in a podcast. This is really resonating with me. Like the way she was saying it, I'm like, oh my gosh, light bulb in my head. This is so sweet. And I tried to write it down after class and I was like, I don't know if I'm writing it down the exact way she said it. And then bam, this morning I went again. She said the same exact thing at the end of class, but like she didn't give a whole explanation. She just like said like the one line of it. And I'm like, that's what she was saying before. So I think this was exactly how she phrased it before, which is, she was just talking and she was like, said something along the lines of, love the now version of you. And I loved it. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is so happy hour podcast vibes. I've had episodes like comparing yourself to a previous version of yourself. And just in that moment, I was like probably laying in Shavasana thinking like, I need to love the version of me right now. I don't need to love love the present and past you as well, but I need to not compare myself and get set on the past version of me, or I need to not have conditions on loving of myself of like, okay, I'm gonna love myself this year once I really get into my workout routine, or like once I lose those 5 pounds I want to lose, or once I'm like a little bit more defined, or once I have a better diet, or once I wake up earlier and go to bed earlier and do all these things and tell myself I'm like a better version of myself, then I can love myself. It just seemed so endearing and sweet. She's like, love the now version of you. Love you as you are right now in this moment. And that also made me think, like, all we have is right now. Like, as you're listening to this, all you have is right now in this moment. Whenever I hear that, it always, like, sends a shiver down my spine. I'm like, what do you mean? But what about earlier today and yesterday and tomorrow and all these plans? But it's like, literally all that matters is right now. And that's a really good reminder to be present. Whenever you feel present, you feel very connected with yourself, grounded, all those things. So, yeah, I just love that. Love the now version of you, okay? Okay. I've just been loving yoga, like I've said, with my friends here. Shout out Brooke, shout out Tara, my friends here. They've been coming with me. We had the best flow this morning, the best start to my day. But without further ado, why don't I get into my tea? Wow, wow, wow. Drum roll, please. Like, do I just say it? I'm just going to come out and say it, okay? Today, as of like maybe 3 or 4 hours ago, I officially... I can't even believe it's real. And I need to not get too excited. Oh my gosh, I need to like relax for a second. Put in my first ever offer on my first ever home. Holy nutballs. I literally wrote that in my notes. Holy nutballs, period. All caps. Like, hang on. Can we just... Hang on a second. What? I'm literally 18. I'm not. I'm 26. Ew, I'm 26. I feel 18. Like, what do you mean I put the first ever offer on my first ever home? But see, I need to not get excited because it's just an offer. Like, they might not accept. What if they counter really high? What if they're like, screw you, you this young. Like, I feel like a baby. I feel like a young girl. And they're just going to be like, you are a child. You can't put an offer on a home. Bye. Scram. Get out of here. But then I'm like, wait, I'm 26. I am an adult. Okay, maybe I can do this. But like, wow. It really hasn't processed with me yet. Like, this was honestly kind of spontaneous. I was talking to my realtor earlier. I'm like, I'm packing for Coachella. I got to go. But I really want this house. And basically, it all started in the past couple months. I've had a couple sneaky little trips to Cape Cod to look around. And, why can't I remember? The first time I went by myself, and I don't think I saw this house that I really like that I put an offer in on. And then when I just went back, I like how I'm saying sneaky, like I fully like vlogged and everything, but like I just feel sneaky because I went for like one day each time to like look as many as I could, and hopefully that was good enough. And I just went with Max, and we went for, oh my gosh, my realtor's calling me right now. Wait, I'm literally going to pause. Sorry, I'll pick up where we left off in a sec. Whew, it's all happening. I can't believe that just happened live. Sorry, Taylor. Love you, bestie. She's going to be like, listen to this and be like, really? You screened my call, but I answered your realtor. But I was just like, oh my gosh, did they like already get back to us? Like, in my mind, it's just going to be smooth sailing. They're going to accept it, not counter at all. It's going to be perfect, which like in reality, that probably will not happen. But I'm like, maybe just tell them it's just like this sweet girl. It's her first. She's like, I don't really think they like care about that. But yeah, wow. Okay. Wow, wow, wow. I just listened to the end of that. I was like, I'll pick up right where we left off. Now I'm like, where do we leave off? What's happening? But basically we just had a chat. Do you guys care? Like, I'll give you like some fun details. Maybe it's not that fun, but she was basically like, hi, our lender sent over, like, I'm all of this is new to me too. If you guys have bought a house before, then you're gonna like laugh and you get it and whatever. But I'm always like telling them, I'm like, you know, take this one step at a time with me. I'm like, this is all very new to me. Go slow. I don't know what's happening. But basically, if I'm understanding correctly, when you send in an offer, you need to also send in a pre-approval letter. And I thought that she had already sent the pre-approval letter with the offer, but I didn't know that our mortgage lender was making like some edits to it. And she had told a realtor that she was like on her phone and it wasn't sending to the realtor right, so she just sent it to my email. So, but I was recording my podcast, so I didn't see her calling me, or I didn't see her text to me. She was like, can you forward me that new version of the pre-approval letter, because I need to send it to the listing agent. And so yeah, so that's what I just had to do that. But like, oh my gosh, my head is spinning. I feel like I'm See, this is why I'm so overwhelmed. This is why I need this episode, because my head is in like 10 different areas right now. You know, I'm like thinking of like 10 different things. I'm like, my trip, but my house, but work, but Max, but Brody. Like, yeah. Holy nut balls, like I said. I'm just like, wow. But that's what's happening. And if you haven't like kept up with my vlogs or whatever, the tea is I started house hunting on Cape Cod, since that's where my boyfriend Max is from. And basically going into it, we knew this was going to be a house that we would only be in for the summer, since that's Max's off season for hockey. Yeah, because the hockey season is like October through May. So we'd only be there like June, July, August. Honestly, not even September, because that's when preseason is. So we'd be there like 3 months of the year. So I knew that going into it, but I just thought it'd be really nice to have a fun home base. Chose Cape Cod because he's from there, and like we love being there in the summer. And it really just solidified in my mind this past summer when we were in Boston. When I look back on the summer, my most favorite, happiest moments were on Cape Cod. So I'm like, that's where I want to be in the summer. I want Brody to have a yard. Oh, we can fence in this yard, you guys. But again, I need to like chill. I need to not get my hopes up, because I know this is very like preliminary. And I talked to one of my friends here, and knock on wood, you guys, she was telling me, she's like, don't get discouraged. Like, I put 10 offers in on 10 different homes before I got accepted one, before like one worked out. And I'm like, oh my gosh, are you kidding me? Because I kept saying, like, if I get to a point where I'm putting an offer on a house, in my mind, like, I'm living there. Like, my mind is made up. Like, I want to be there. And so my mind kind of is made up, but I need to chill. I need to be like, if it works out, it works out. If it's meant to be, it'll be. But like, I need it. I want her. I said to my realtor, oh, I'm like, I really want her. She was like, okay, is her the house? Is she? Last thing I'll say about the whole house thing, we care, but like, this is so exciting to be able to talk about it. What really solidified in my brain as well that I really liked this one was basically another one initially that I saw a while ago. I was never even able to see in person. That was pending, because it was pending, so I wasn't able to look at it. But it's one that online looked like beautiful, but I was kind of like, what's the catch? Like, why is this way more affordable compared to every other house? Like, is it the area? Like, it just felt like, what's the catch, you know? But it looked beautiful, like new built on the inside. So it popped back up in the market the other day, and I'm like, hang on, realtor. This is making me question everything. Like, what about her? Come to find out, there's like all sorts of issues with it, so that's not gonna work out anyway. But in the moment, she was like, okay, if you're really stuck between the two, like an exercise I like to do was like, if both tomorrow had offers on them or multiple offers and you were about to lose one, which one would you be really sad about losing? And I'm like, oh, this first one that I've been wanting this whole time that's like by the beach. So I'm like, you know what? We need to just do the dang thing. So that's what's happening. Oh my gosh, I'm not gonna be able to sleep tonight. It's literally gonna be like Christmas Eve. But also I need to chill, because my hopes are up. I keep saying I need to not get my hopes up. The hopes are high, as you can tell. I need to take a deep breath. I'm just gonna like zip up that little Ziploc bag and like throw it across the room. I need to like file it away in my brain and think about it later, because I got other stuff to do. But yeah. I've been very distracted by that. That's the tea. Oh my gosh, this could be so exciting. But anyway, last little update for you guys is that it was just Easter weekend with my family. We had so much fun on Long Island. A bunch of my family's on Long Island. My cousins, aunt, uncle, and my mom, my sister, and I went. Brody got to go. And Teddy, my mom's dog, and they love being together. And we just had the best weekend. We went to Ohika Castle. If you guys saw on my Instagram stories, I was TikToking like crazy. It's just like such a magical place. It's so cool. You must go. It's so fun. It's just like the coolest vibe. Like, it's a castle and there's a restaurant there. We always go for drinks. They have the best drinks. And we actually at the bar, you guys, ran into the owner, which... what? I didn't realize till afterwards. Like, my aunt and uncle were like, oh no, like, he's like very well known, like whatever, like they're all excited. Chatted with him forever. I was gonna say this one thing, and then I was gonna say maybe I shouldn't say that, but also, like, literally if you Google his name, it pops right up. So the owner of Ohika's Castle's name is Gary, you guys, this guy. And which was so shocking. I keep thinking about this. Right when I met him, like, I overheard something, like, they were like, oh, he was shot in the head. I'm like, oh, like, you know, like a figure of speech. I thought that was like, oh, like, like, oh, like, yeah, shot myself in the foot, like, shot in the head, I don't know. And then he was like, no, I was actually shot in the head. I'm like, what? And he was like, what, you've never been shot in the head? And me and Mandy were like, what? And Yeah, so that's crazy. That feels like scary to talk about. I don't know why I'm saying this, but it was just such a crazy conversation. We got to talk to him all about Ohika, like the history of it, how much he bought it for. He like renovated it completely because it was in ruins. Now it's like amazing. Like Taylor Swift Blank Space music video is filmed there. Kevin Jonas' wedding was there. So many weddings are there. My friend Brooke's wedding was there. But yeah, he, the owner, has just like a crazy story. Literally was shot in the head at Ohika. They never found out who it was, and he's fine. Like, what? Whatever. It was just crazy chatting with him. We had so much fun, is what I'm trying to say. On Long Island, Long Island bagels had the best brunches. Oh, with the capers and the lox and the I want a Long Island bagel right now. We did Solid Core, Soul Cycle, all my favorite things. But yeah, sorry to be like, oh yeah, I met this guy, he was shot there. Like, what? But I like couldn't believe it. And I remember him being like, don't read all what you read about me online. But literally, if you type in his name, it's like, owner of Ohika Castle, shot in the head at age, blah, blah, blah. Like, what? Like, this was a while ago now. But also, my friend Brooke got married there. And I was talking to her about it. I'm like, oh my God, we ran into the owner. Like, I got to tell you all about it. Like, I want to tell her. And she's like, texting me back. She's like, oh, did he tell you he got shot in the head? I'm like, what? How does everyone know this? Yes. Like, this is crazy. Like, I literally thought he was joking. So anyway, that's that. I don't know why you have this so much, but that was craziness. Also got to celebrate my mommy's birthday early, a little early celebration. As I'm recording this, it's actually her birthday today. Happy birthday, mommy. Love you so much. And we were together with her like 2 days before her birthday. So I'm really happy we just got to like celebrate then. I got to give her presents, which by the way, you guys, I got my mom Hokas. She's obsessed because she loved my orange pair. She's like, oh my gosh, those look like orange sherbet. I want them. So I remembered. I filed that away in my brain too. I'm like, Gretchen, remember, you're going to get these for her birthday. She loves them. And I thought this was worthwhile mentioning because if anyone in your life, honestly, I was going to say anyone in your family, your mom, but literally anyone in your life, if they don't have Hokas, they need them. They're the best. Actually, I don't know if any, like, I don't think Max has Hokas. I don't know if I know guys. Guys definitely wear Hokas though. But I'm thinking like, especially for the girls in your life, just because every single girl I know has a pair of Hokas and they love them for running, walking. They're so supportive. They're so cushiony. It is like a world of difference when I run in my Hokas versus any other sneaker. They're just the best. My sneaker. Interrupting super quick to tell you guys about Athletic Greens. You guys already know I take AG1 by Athletic Greens every day, and it really helps my gut health and digestion, increase energy, my immune system. Honestly, the benefits go on and on. It's just one scoop of powder mixed with water once a day. I like taking it first thing before I eat anything or work out, since it just makes me feel ready to take on my day. Every scoop is packed with 75 vitamins, minerals, and whole food source ingredients that give me the benefits I said before, and even healthier looking hair, skin, and nails as well. I remember the first thing I noticed when I started taking AG1 years ago was that it very quickly improved my digestion and gave me an energy boost. I mix mine with cold water, like I said, every morning. I really love the flavor. It honestly tastes like I am about to have a good day, but actually it just tastes really fresh. It can be hard to know where to start with a supplement routine. I've been there feeling so lost, which is why AG1 is so nice, since it's such an easy habit to incorporate into your life. If you're looking for an easier way to take supplements, Athletic Greens is giving you a free 1 year supply of vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. Go to athleticgreens.com/happyhour. That's athleticgreens.com/happyhour. Check it out. Okay. Let's get into the episode. I know I gave you a little gist already of why I thought of this. Make your bed, go on a walk, and vacuum. You will feel better, I promise. These tasks also, to me, feel like self-care, which I have many episodes on self-care. So go listen to those if you want more about self-care. But I was just thinking how sometimes self-care can be taking care of yourself, but also like your environment, especially someone like me. I am so affected by my environment, working from home, being here. Like, I feel like a cluttered mess in my brain. I'm crazy, can't focus even more if there's stuff all over my apartment. So I take the time to tidy, to make my bed first thing, to vacuum, I'm gonna feel a whole lot better. Like I said, how making your bed is the best start to your day. Like, I feel like every self-help book is like, first thing, wake up, make your bed. It programs your brain to keep accomplishing tasks. It's such an easy thing to sort of ease into your day of being productive. Also, what I want to talk about is how that affects your environment, like I said, for the rest of your day, like coming in and out of your room, it's clean, it's all tidy. There's like multiple benefits to this. So then it looks nice, keeps your head clear, because it feels icky when you are like in your room or walk by a room, especially if you're working from home and you didn't make your bed. And just, if you don't work from home, maybe it doesn't affect you that much. I don't know. But then, you know what I mean? All the blankets are crumpled and it doesn't look inviting. And you're like, oh, I wish I would have just like made my bed, made it feel like a cozy hotel when I get home. Also, making your bed makes it so that you can't get back into bed as easily, because then you make it really nice when you're like, oh, I'm really tired. I actually want to get back in bed. I don't want to go to the gym, but you made it really nice. Now you don't want to mess up your effort. So that's like another reason. My last reason for making your bed is that it is so peaceful and so nice at the end of a long day getting into my made bed. Oh, I'm thinking about how today I really like tucked in the corners and I folded over the sheet, over the duvet, and I had my decorative pillows and I like pulled everything really nice. And it's just gonna feel so nice to like slip into that bed versus when I don't make it, it just doesn't like feel as good, you know? So reminder, if you didn't make your bed today, make your bed. I'm just gonna start nagging you, make your bed. Also, going on a walk. Let's talk about it. I feel like walking since COVID has gotten so hyped up. It's gotten the hype it deserves, okay? Because I'm especially talking about walking outside. I think really everyone started walking outside during COVID to stay sane. At least I did. I'm like, I gotta go on a walk. I gotta like, you know, keep this moving. Your brain, you're just stuck in your thoughts, whatever. But the combination of movement and being outside is really what makes this key. Like, chef's kisses, yes, yes, yes. Honestly, more than the making the bed or the vacuuming. I'm so specific. Like, clearly, I hope you guys get the idea that you can apply this to anything. When I say make your bed, I was going to say go to bed. Make your bed, vacuum, go on a walk. I could also say clean your bathroom, clean the countertops. Just like accomplishing little tasks, like put the trash bag in your trash can, whatever, like little things. I hope you know what I'm getting at, but I just thought I would focus on these. And yeah, what was I saying about walking? I'm digressing. Oh, I was saying more than cleaning anything else, walking outside just shifts my whole mindset. Whenever I'm overwhelmed, whenever I'm feeling anxious, whenever I'm like feeling off in a weird mood, whatever, I walk outside in the sunshine. Obviously, it's hard if it's like raining and not sunny. It's not as good. But when like today was such a nice sunny day, walk outside, I'm immediately refreshed. I'm happy. Literally, I have endorphins. I'm moving, but I'm outside. I'm getting sunshine. I'm not on my phone. I'm not on my screen. It's like a reset. It's like literally the best thing I do for myself all day is going on a walk outside with my dog. It literally is the highlight of my day. So hopefully that's a good little reminder for you guys. It's really, really important. Vacuum, self-explanatory. Vacuum up your crusty little floors, okay? No, I just need to say that maybe it's just me, but I immediately feel better with my floors being spotless. Like, that's something I need to do before I head out to Coachella, is just vacuum my whole apartment, especially when I do, like, in my head, I'm like, oh, I need to clean, but I don't want to clean, but I have other things to do, whatever. In my head, I'm like, Gretchen, it takes you 2.5 minutes to wipe down the counters in your bathroom. 2.5 minutes. Can you, like, literally, guys, I hope that motivates you, because it wasn't until I was filming one time, I was filming cleaning my countertops, I picked up the camera, I had been filming for 2.5 minutes, and I was like, oh. Are you kidding me? Whenever I make a big deal about it, put on my to-do list, worry about it all day, are you freaking serious? I'm like, if someone just told me, go do it right now, it'll take you 2.5 minutes, I would be like, oh, sign me up. That's not bad at all. Just like vacuuming my apartment takes me 15 to 17 minutes, I would say, total. That is not bad at all. Sure, sign me up, because I know the feeling after is like so good. Walking around my apartment, it just feels like crisp and clean on my toes. No, it's just, I don't know what about for me, like I feel very affected by clean floors. Like when all the Brody hair is off the ground, I just feel like I have my life together a little bit. That's what these things do. These little things, these little tasks, I just have my life together. I should make a separate episode specific to like little things that make you feel like you have your life together. But these are my favorites, so I thought I would just focus on them. Bottom line, I know this episode's going to be shorter. I got to go worry about my house, okay? I got a jet. But I really just wanted to be specific in this episode. Bottom line is, when you are feeling overwhelmed, reminder to, well, first, remember you're not alone, because I'm right there with you, sister. But reminder to take a deep breath. When taking action seems so daunting, start with the simple things. You know, I will end with some of the my most favorite advice I ever heard. I always thought when I had this long to-do list, when I had a lot of tasks I wanted to accomplish, I got to get productive, I got to get going, that I had to start with like the big ticket items. Is that the phrase? I had to start with like the really large tasks that would take a lot of my time that were really important. And I'm like, oh, I got to do this and I get it over with. And then I can get to the little things, like if it's cleaning or errands or dropping off a package or walking my dog or whatever. But I love this advice. I heard that you should actually start with like the smaller things, the easier things or the quicker things, because again, that gets your brain in that mindset of doing things. Like if you can just accomplish one thing in 2.5 minutes, clean the bathroom countertops, then you're like, okay, I'm getting in the groove of things. This isn't so bad. I can keep going. Like, are any of you, like I sound like a nutball. Like I was saying, I feel like a nutball saying that, but I think this is common that people get overwhelmed by like to-do lists, because there's some people in my life that are just productive little, I was going to say productive Nancy, just productive little people that they are born that way and they can just go. Cindy Adams, shout out. I feel like you are one of those people. My boyfriend, Max, shout out. You are one of those people. Taylor, like they wake up and they just are going. From the second they wake up, they can just do something, get it done. Like I feel like they have no problem focusing. And I'm like, whoo, I aspire to be you, because this 2.5 minute task on my to-do list will sit there all day and make me worried and I won't actually do it. But yeah, what I was trying to say is, like I said, the smaller things, they say, who's they? I don't know. They say, like I'm just making myself, I'm laughing more at the fact I'm embarrassed now that I just talk to myself and it like makes myself laugh. Like I could just sit here and think these thoughts in my head and like laugh. Like that's so embarrassing. I'm just having a conversation with myself. What I was trying to say is they say, one will say, that doing these smaller tasks that take less amount of time first just can get the momentum going, I guess you could say, and makes the big things seem less scary. Honestly, that's true. If I'm thinking about a to-do list I have of 10 things and I do the quick things first, and now I've cut my to-do list in half and maybe the last 5 things are like big things, but in my head I'm like, I've already accomplished half. Like I can do it, you know? So I guess that really depends on the person if you need to like, but I also, I'm split. I feel both ways because I want to get the big things like done with and over it so that I can focus on the smaller things. But if you're having, maybe this is a good landing point, a good compromise. If you are having trouble starting, start with the small things because it can just like get you going, get you like task oriented a little bit, you know? Another thing I love is the to-do list of 3 priorities where I will do... This isn't the Ivy League method. That's 7, I think. All I know is, who did I hear this from? Oh, I'm sorry if I'm like not giving credit where credit's due. But this also was kind of life-changing for me when each day your to-do list, maybe you have a bunch of things, but literally have like 1, 2, and 3 starred at the top. Those are the 3 things you must get done today. You have to get done. And thinking of it that way can feel really nice because it's like everything else is bonus. And then you're like, whoa, I'm on top of the world. I crossed off 7 things. I crossed off 10 things. But those 3 things are like your non-negotiables. That's really helpful for me because I have a hard time prioritizing things. I'll just look through my to-do list and like pick the fun short things. But it's like these priorities that I've been putting off really need to happen first. So that way those 3 things you can prioritize, you get them done. And then the next things could be that you didn't get done could be your 3 for the following day. So hopefully that tip helps as well. But yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Short but sweet. I always say that I want to be concise like this. So this time I'm like, I'm going to be concise. Okay. If you have travel anxiety, or I've diagnosed myself with travel anxiety, I don't know. Just say what I should really say is stress around travel. I shouldn't be saying like I have anxiety or I have ADHD because I don't know. I haven't like been diagnosed. I want to, you know, be cognizant of that because I'm not, I know people really struggle with those and are diagnosed. I don't want to like take that lightly. You know what I mean? But yeah, let's just say stress around travel, feeling overwhelmed. These are all things that I deal with. And if you relate, I thought this could help. So yeah, I love you guys so, so much. I'll keep you updated on all the fun, exciting things to come. And I will catch you in the next episode. Bye.